Did you watch the movie?
I watched the movie. I watched the movie last week too.
No, you didn't. Not last week.
Yeah, I did.
Last week you were at a party with her friends and family, and I enjoy that. I think that's good. But this week, were you sitting down with?
This is a little bit of a long movie. I didn't realize it was over 2 hours.
It's pretty.
So I watched it, but I watched it in two parts because I started falling asleep the first night. I was like, this is longer than I thought it was going to be. I paused it. I'm like, how much is left? I'm like, 40 minutes is left?
Yeah, I actually rewatched this. I'm not sure why. I didn't have to. I've watched it several times, but I decided to watch it again as a fluke. I think I was doing something. I was like, I'll watch it. And it was a weird time period. I was like, it's two and four. I was like, I'll watch it. And actually, it's interesting. The movie has some problems. The movie has real problems, but there's also some good stuff in here, too. I'm curious to know what you think.
Here's the thing I don't get about it is, so this is directed by Bryan Singer.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that did the original X-Men movies.
Mm-hmm.
We have Matthew Vaughn come in and do First Class.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan Singer comes back and does the prior movie. What was that one called?
Days of Future Past.
Which is just a silly movie. It's ridiculous. There's no point in it. Why did they not just go from First Class to this? Because none of the original cast is in here except for Wolverine.
X-Men Last Stand. That's why.
Huh?
X-Men Last Stand was so bad that they had to make Days of Future Past to fix it.
It's in the past. Who cares about fixing it?
Because there's so many different bad things that, like, so if you think about it, they could have done X-Men.
Like, I feel like they should have just gone from First Class to this movie and skipped Days of Future Past.
But here's the problem. What Bryan Singer did with Days of Future Past is reset the X-Men. Reset it, right? Okay. So, in Apocalypse...
Didn't First Class reset it?
No. Because if you would have went to First Class to Apocalypse, you wouldn't have had... Because First Class was a prequel to the first X-Men movie, correct?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a reboot.
No, it was a prequel. It was designed as a prequel.
Okay. Right?
And so you wouldn't have a lot of the characters you had in the X-Men Apocalypse because they wouldn't have been able to be used yet because these are prequels. So
I don't know, man. It felt like a reboot to me. I don't think they needed to do that whole thing.
No, X-Men Days of Future Past was a reboot.
First Class felt like a reboot to me.
It could have been a reboot, but it wasn't. It was a prequel. It was designed as a prequel to explain how Magneto and Xavier met and everything else.
Well, like they could have easily gone from First Class to this and no hiccups.
They could have, but it wouldn't have made any. Never mind. It wouldn't have made any sense if they did that.
Perfect sense. I don't get it.
It would not have made any sense because there's elements in the X-Men.
All these characters are from First Class.
I understand that, Mike.
Yeah,
you have to hold a couple thoughts in your head at the same time.
I am.
Okay. First of all, when did Nightcrawler show up in the X-Men stories?
He's in those old movies.
Yes, X-Men 2. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Now that's set in 2000, right? Now X-Men Apocalypse is set in 1983.
Yeah.
And Nightcrawler shows up. So
yeah, but like First Class is a reboot.
No. First Class was a prequel. It's not a reboot.
All right, whatever.
It's not a reboot. You can't think of it as a reboot.
Well, they needed to just think of it as a reboot because it totally could have been.
Well, they did reboot it with Days of Future Past.
All right, okay.
I don't know what you're arguing about. Like, what you got?
Days of Future Past was an unnecessary movie.
First of all, that's insulting. Okay, it's completely insulting.
And it wasn't that great.
We just talked about this last week, how good that movie is.
I said it was a solid popcorn movie. I didn't say it was good.
Well, that's your fault. I mean, because you're wrong. It's a great movie. It's just and
I thought this. I think this and First Class are better than Days of Future Past.
See, I knew you were going to say that. This movie is not as good as Days of Future Past.
Really?
Not even close. No, there's so many bad things about this movie. I don't understand what I.
I think this is one of the best comic book movie villains I've seen. Apocalypse. You don't think he's a good villain?
He's a great villain, but this movie has been historically panned.
What's wrong with
people,
it?
I'm going to lay it out. What's wrong with this movie?
And I thought it was good. I mean, I did watch it in two halves, but I thought it was good.
Oh, man, don't change. Don't change, Mike. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. I think you're actually making this up.
I'm not. I would genuinely think this and so First Class are better.
This is how it's going to lay out.
This and First Class are the best X-Men movies I've seen.
Okay. You ever see lights? Like
you and I have not seen Logan yet, right? We haven't seen Logan yet.
We're going to watch Logan, but not yet.
I hear Logan's really good, but I haven't seen that yet.
We're going to watch Logan. Don't worry. All right. So now I'm going to lay out different things. No. Here's what I'm going to do first. Okay. You tell me what you liked about it. I'm going to tell you what is wrong with it, and then you're going to ask me some questions about it.
Well, I had no idea who was playing Apocalypse until I saw the credits. Oscar Isaac. Yeah, he crushed it. I thought Apocalypse was really good. Now, I mean, the Egyptian stuff at the beginning was a little silly with, like, the pyramids and all the, like, high-tech stuff. But I think that Apocalypse is one of the best villains I've seen in a comic book movie ever. Like, maybe he's, like, the second best. What is that clicking sound?
I don't know.
You're not clicking? You're not clicking a pen or anything?
No, go ahead.
All right. No, I just think he's one of the best villains I've seen in a comic book movie. He might be, like, I guess the good villains in comic book movies have been Green Goblin, Thanos, and Apocalypse. I can't think of any villains that are better than those three.
Okay.
You know?
What else did you like?
Quicksilver's a highlight of the movie.
Yeah.
The actor is really good at what he does. He plays that character in a very cool way.
Yeah, he actually plays in he actually does stuff with Star Trek now. I didn't know that too recently. Peter Evans. He's actually in Star Trek, one of the cartoon shows.
Evan Peters is his name.
Yeah, Evan Peters. Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
Jennifer Lawrence was better in this movie than the previous one, I thought. Mm-hmm. She doesn't do any of her, like, cool moves, but, like, her acting, I thought
you know, she doesn't do any of her cool moves. I wonder why not.
Yeah.
I guess there wasn't really a vector for her to do it, but, mm-hmm. you also know.
I mean, I loved the scene with Eric and his family at the beginning of the movie. I thought that was, that's a great life that he's found for himself, and it's heartbreaking what happens.
Yeah, it is. It is heartbreaking.
He definitely had turned over a new leaf. You know, he found a way for him to be content. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't a life that a lot of people would attain to, but it's something that was great for him. And he mm-hmm. had a great family and, you know, a peaceful life. And that was ripped away from him by idiots.
Well, it was ripped away by an accident.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you don't knock your arrow if you're not planning on killing somebody in a situation.
Yeah, but they weren't being attacked by crazy birds.
In a situation like that.
I mean, let's be fair. Magneto, Eric, he should have been arrested. He was wanted for killing people, you know? So,
well, I mean, he attacked
the president.
He had already arrested himself. So, like,
can you arrest yourself?
Listen, the whole point of the prison system is supposed to be, and in European countries, I think they actually carry through with this, but the whole purpose is supposed to be rehabilitation, right?
Yeah.
And he was effectively rehabilitating himself.
That's an interesting perspective.
So I think morally, you know, he was fine doing what he was doing. He didn't need to be arrested.
Well,
he saved a guy's life and then he got turned in for it.
That was a problem. That was a problem. And I understand that the people in the tech shop should not have turned him in.
Right.
That's 100% true.
Don't call the police.
There was a lot of fear with that. Like, oh, well, he saved my life, but he's a mutant, so we gotta get rid of him.
Right.
And I think this movie does a very good job of highlighting.
And he wasn't a stranger to the police. Like, they all knew who he was.
Yeah.
They knew him as Henrik.
People are afraid of things they don't understand.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole
right.
analogy of the X-Men.
Yeah. You know? No, I'm just saying it's horrible. Like, I thought that was a great plot point.
Yes. Really, I think Magneto was
maybe the best motivation Magneto's ever had in any of the movies except for the very first one.
Yeah, Magneto was handled very well in this, 100% mm-hmm. without a doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly better than the last movie where he like turned on a dime for apparently no reason.
Well, Eric Lasher is not exactly, you know,
mentally. We talked about that.
Yeah. He's got some issues. All right, so I'm going to lay out the problems that this movie had.
Okay.
First of all, it's a
problem. Oh, I liked Kurt Wagner. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, as if you like him in this, you will like him a lot in the next movie.
I mean, he's one of my favorite X-Men from the cartoons. Comics. I've never really liked him in the movies. I liked him in this one.
You're going to like him a lot in this one. I will say this. They overused his teleportation abilities quite a bit. Like, you know, like he's like, come on, I'm sick of carrying people around. You know, yeah. I would become annoyed.
This is the first movie Olivia Munn's never been horrible in.
What? Okay. All right, here's some problems. First up, I don't know what is going on or what happened, but there's the green screen stuff looked absolutely terrible. I don't know what's going on, but
what are you talking about? Mansion,
the outside of the X-Men mansion looked bad. Uh-huh. The explosion of the X-Men mansion looked absolutely ridiculously stupid. Mm-hmm. When they rebuilt the X-Men mansion at the end, it looked like something out of...
Oh, yeah. The rebuilt version did not look good.
And, like, Magneto and Jean Grey are going to rebuild this mansion.
Right.
Like, that's not going to happen. That's just kind of really silly. And, like, not only that, but the scene with Quicksilver saving everybody out of the mansion was cool. But it looked too. There's something about the special effects that looked very fake. I don't know what's going on, but it did. There was a style to the special effects that just never really worked. There's one scene in the special effects.
I think the only scene that really stuck out to me is that one that you're talking about, where they're rebuilding the mansion.
Yeah, but
it looked like a video game.
It looked like what's that movie with the blocks and kids play it?
Minecraft.
Yeah, look at Minecraft. It's like, what am I looking at here?
Look like Minecraft. It looked like. I don't know. But yeah, it looked like a video game.
The only scene that I thought looked good from a special effects perspective is when Apocalypse built his pyramid. I thought that looked good. But other than that, like there's a scene where the Four Horsemen and Xavier are sitting on some rocks that look totally stupid. Like what why are you guys sitting on some stone? It looked dumb.
The Four Horsemen and Xavier.
Yeah, the Four Horsemen. Apocalypse and his crew, they're called the Four Horsemen.
Okay. The new Four Horsemen and Xavier. Okay.
Cyclops, Psylocke, I'll get to these characters. Archangel, some of that.
Okay.
What
did you think of Storm in this?
I like Storm a lot.
I did too. I think she's way better than Halle Berry.
I don't know. I like Halle Berry, but I think that she fits. I think she does great. I think it's funny, the actress's name I forget, but when she's on the screen, she kind of commands the screen.
Alexandra Shipp.
They could have used her a lot more. Mm-hmm. I would have liked her to have a bigger role.
Right.
Like there has been times where Storm has led the X-Men a lot, and I think that she should have been more of that character in this, but it is what it is. I think that there's a lot in this movie, packed in this movie. There's a ton. And I feel like at some point it was just a little... I think they handled it as much as they could. The X-Men, the reveal of Wolverine in the military bunker was really cool. I think that was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, that was very cool. I liked that. He looked super dorky.
Yeah, and now Hugh Jackman is in every X-Men movie except two. One. Two. No, one. One. He's not in the last movie coming up.
Oh, he's not in the next one. Okay.
No. But again, I can't forgive the special effects, and I can't really forgive what they did to Oscar Isaac. He is such a great actor. He's a brilliant actor. Uh-huh. But if you didn't know it was him, you couldn't tell. His makeup
same with Josh Brolin and Thanos.
Josh Brolin wasn't wearing makeup. He was CGI.
Okay.
Okay.
So but if they had CGI'd Apocalypse, that would have been okay?
No. There was something about the way Apocalypse looked in this movie that just kind of bothered me. And I don't know why.
I thought it was pretty good.
They could have redid some of the costume a little bit to give Oscar Isaac a little more control of his facial features a little bit. I'm really surprised that Oscar Isaac didn't. He's such a good actor. And I'm really surprised that he didn't kind of shine more through Apocalypse.
Was maybe a choice, that Apocalypse was supposed to be very stoic.
Yeah, but I mean, Apocalypse, like, this is the first villain that we've seen in a long time that doesn't have, like, these motivations to do. I don't understand Apocalypse's motivation besides the fact that he thinks the strongest should survive. But he feels like a cookie cutter villain, he feels like a cookie cutter villain in the comics, but it's a comic book, so it's a little different. But I just, there's something about the way they handled Apocalypse that I just kind of felt was rough.
He was venerated as a god by the Egyptians.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. So. I think the beginning scene where the Egyptians betrayed him and tried to kill him, I thought that scene was actually really compelling.
Yeah, that was cool.
I wish we spent more time there to understand that time period a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we didn't. So it would have been nice if we could have had that. I think that's my biggest complaint is just the effects. Look good. It feel like they spent way too much time in post and not enough time doing practical effects. And after a while, it just didn't look that great to me.
Interesting.
And plus, there were some places that looked kind of lonely. Like the final fight scene, when they're kind of all in this destroyed neighborhood, it just kind of felt like it was a bunch of people in green screen kind of hanging out and not like an act. It didn't feel like the fight didn't feel like a very compelling fight. And it's interesting because the next fight scene that we're going to see in Dark Phoenix is way more compelling and interesting. And this one just didn't. It just kind of didn't. It didn't. It felt kind of, we need a fight scene. Let's do a fight scene here. Whereas, let's do something a little more compelling and interesting.
So I didn't know the title of the next movie until after
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I saw this movie and I was like, oh, they found a way for Jean Grey to be Phoenix, but not an evil Phoenix. That's awesome. I'm glad that they did that. And then I find out that the next movie is Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sucks.
No, and
now
that's a bigger...
she's a villain.
Yeah, that's a bigger complaint, and this is a big complaint that I have with the entire Bryan Singer X-Men thing.
Yeah.
He is way, way too interested in the Phoenix saga. I don't know why.
Okay.
But even from the first X-Men, he was leading up to the Phoenix saga. And then, of course, X-Men 2, and then X-Men 3, of course, Last Stand. And then and then X-Men First Class, we don't have it. And then X-Men... Days of Future Past, we don't see it again, but then we get more of it now, and then the next movie's all. And like, okay, this the Phoenix saga is fine, and I think the Dark Phoenix is going to tell.
As one director, you probably shouldn't direct two Dark Phoenix movies.
I agree 100%, 100%. I think, and there's other X-Men stuff that just let it go, man. And like, it's just not working. And even the scene where Jean Grey, people don't know this. But Jean Grey, her Phoenix abilities did not show up until after she encounters the Phoenix entity. And so, like, at the scene where she kills Apocalypse and the Phoenix kind of flares, she's not supposed to have those abilities yet.
Mm.
And so it's kind of it's a problem thematically. It's a problem from the storytelling angle. And it's fine. It is what it is. But I mean, I kind of feel like Bryan Singer thinks that the Phoenix Saga is the most compelling, most interesting thing that the X-Men have ever done. It's not. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. And the Jean Grey Wolverine connection is also kind of boring to me. And like, it's so many different things that he's kind of stuck on. He's stuck on Wolverine. He's stuck on it. And he's stuck on Jean Grey. He's stuck on it. But there's other things that take the wayside. And I feel like Cyclops should have been a bigger part in this movie, 100%. Havok dies and people barely even notice.
I thought that was strange. Like, what was the point of that? I thought it was poorly handled and just pointless, really.
Yeah, and like the explosion of
like
the
mansion. Nobody felt anything from Havok dying in this.
Yeah, and the explosion of the mansion is also stupid. Like, I just think, and it looks dumb when it happens. And why does the entire mansion have to blow up?
Right.
You know?
And Quicksilver's like, I'm pretty sure he got everybody.
No, I mean, I like the idea of Havok trying to stop Apocalypse and then hitting the plane and explodes, but I don't like the fact that it makes the whole building blow up. I just don't particularly like that.
Right.
But I do like Havok in this. And it's an interesting side note. In the comics, Cyclops is the older brother. Havok is the younger brother. But in this one, they switch them.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
And like, I think, and this, again, the Bryan Singer's fixation on Phoenix is just a problem that kind of permeates the entire movie. And like, there's other things that could have happened in here that could have been way more interesting. And again, Apocalypse getting killed, I feel like it's fine. I would have much rather had like a Magneto versus Apocalypse battle. That would have been way more interesting to me, but it was what it was. The biggest problem I have is special effects, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
What kind of, this is a pretty complicated X-Men movie, so what kind of questions you got there?
Who is the most comic accurate costume in this movie?
Well, it's funny. Psylocke's costume is accurate. I would say Archangel's costume is accurate. Storm's costume is accurate.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Magneto's
costume. I don't remember. Does Storm have a mohawk?
Yeah, she does. She has. She rocks a mohawk in the 70s.
Okay.
80s. I'm sorry. She rocks a mohawk in it. It's a famous. It's actually her having a mohawk. It's kind of, it's quintessential Storm.
Interesting. Okay.
Even Apocalypse's costume is pretty accurate. But again, I feel like they're a little too accurate. Like, at some point, I feel like Apocalypse's costume could have been a little tweaked, not be as comic accurate as it was.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with his hands? Did you notice how much times they showed his hands? They just didn't look good. The gloves were too big or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I noticed
Nightcrawler's hands.
Yeah, that's funny. Maybe that one time he counted down to three, but he has three fingers.
Right.
One, yeah. Two. He's like, yeah, that's funny. What was I going to say? But that's it. But the comment.
Jubilee looked pretty accurate.
Jubilee looked great. The costumes were fine. I have no problem with the costumes.
Yeah.
And overall, I mean, the 1980s motif was fine too. Even the music was okay. So I don't have any problem.
I watched all of the cut scenes from the movie. And there was a whole mall montage. They really should have left in there, I think. It was great. Cool. It's okay. The four of them at the mall. So in the movie, all you see is them leaving like the movie theater and talking about Return of the Jedi.
Mm.
But in the extended, the cut scenes, there's like a extended take there where they're like going from place to place in the mall. It's really good.
Mm. We're going to the mall after this to go Christmas shopping.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mall's not dead yet. It's getting there.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I mean, it's not that complicated of a movie.
I'm surprised you're not confused about Apocalypse.
Why would I be confused about Apocalypse?
That just shows you how well the movie kind of explained and brought up Apocalypse. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
His name is Insabre Nua.
I mean, I guess I just have like comic relevance. Like, is he an Egyptian in the comics?
Yes, yeah. He is. In fact, he was born a slave.
Oh.
And he was a mutant when he was born, and so he was abused and everything else. Mm-hmm. His abilities
so did similar transform. To Eric then.
Yeah, his abilities did transform over time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really, really old. So get that.
Yeah.
And interesting, he has a connection to the Eternals. Because what's at some point, the movie Eternals that we saw.
What's his connection? What's his connection?
Celestials. Somehow he has connections to celestial technology. And that's one of the reasons why he has such all the cool tech stuff.
Did he like transfer himself into somebody who is kind of like Wolverine where they can live a long time? Is that why he's...
Yeah, actually, if you at the beginning of the movie, remember that guy that was standing next to they laid him down.
Yeah, they did that in the movie. I'm wondering, like, did they do the similar thing in the comics? Like, how?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. I don't think he transferred his consciousness to different people's bodies. I think that he just genetically mutated himself over time. And I think he did transform his. I think he did move his consciousness a couple of times.
That would have made more sense. Like if they just drained their body of like all the blood and put it into him instead of him transferring their body.
I need to read more about it.
And then looking just like his old body.
Yeah, I need to read more, but I do know
that was silly. That was silly where he transfers into the new body and then looks just like the old body.
In one of the comics, he does transform his consciousness into Cyclops. That does happen. But it doesn't last.
Okay.
What else is I going to say? Oh, so there's a lot going on here, so let me kind of explain some things. So Apocalypse does believe the strongest. So if you look at Magneto and you look at Apocalypse, Magneto believes that humans and mutants can't get along, and Magneto believes that mutants should sequester themselves away and have their own society. Apocalypse believes that mutants should just dominate society and they should kill or dominate all humans.
Mm-hmm.
That Apocalypse philosophy is going to play out in the future. There's a future where Apocalypse actually rules the world.
In the comics.
In the comics, yes.
Okay.
In that future, there is a kid who rises up and leads a rebellion. Do you know who that kid is?
I'm going to go with Charles Xavier.
No, it's actually the son of Jean Grey, Kanda, and Cyclops. They have a kid at some point, Kanda, and that kid becomes like someone who fights Apocalypse.
Interesting.
And actually, Apocalypse clones the kid. It's a whole bunch of stuff.
That's weird.
It's a crazy story. And it actually, it's not Jean Grey. It's a clone of Jean Grey, so it's even a whole...
Oh, my God.
And it's the whole thing, man. It's the whole thing. Apocalypse is pretty cool because like he's just his power levels, but also how old he is, how long he lives, and just his philosophy in general of thinking that human beings should be subservient to mutants and that mutants should rule.
Was it First Class where we first saw a character called Angel?
No, Angel. So Angel.
Or was that Days of Future Past?
Okay, so
it was First Class, wasn't it?
Yes. So let me try to explain, okay? There are different
characters. Angel was working in a burlesque club.
Let me try to explain. There are two different characters named Angel in the comics.
Right, right, right.
You have the original
Angel. When we were talking about this originally, I was like, oh, yeah, there's also a boy Angel.
Yeah, and he's
a boy angels in this movie.
Yeah, he's actually the original X-Men. He's one of the five original X-Men. We saw him in X-Men 3, if you remember that.
It's interesting how they like switch sides in the movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, okay, so in the forget X-Men First Class Angel. Just forget her. Don't worry about her right now. Focus on Warren Worthington III. So his name is Angel. He was part of the X-Men.
That's a name.
Yeah, it is. He's actually really rich. The character's
it sounds like a
billionaire. So in the comics, Cyclops, Beast, Iceman, Angel, and Jean Grey form a team called X-Factor, which is different than the X-Men. They kind of go away from the X-Men and create a team called X-Factor.
I like that a little bit better just because it doesn't have the word man in the name or men.
That's fine. Yeah. At some point, X-Factor actually engages Apocalypse. They actually fight him. And Apocalypse...
Doesn't it seem weird to you whenever Jennifer Lawrence is like, we call ourselves the X-Men?
Well, men is a universal term for men and women. I don't think it's accurate, but it's old
school. I mean, it's old school. Yeah. I mean, I guess these are old school movies, technically. So yeah, maybe I mean, she would have used it back then. It just seems weird
cool
to me.
It sounds cool. X women just takes too long to say.
Not women, but like X Factor is cool. X Factor is cool.
Anyway,
X Force. I like that.
Anyway, at some point, X-Force. Angel loses his wings in a battle,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't have any wings. Apocalypse approaches him and gives him the wings that he
has. But are you talking about in the movie or in the comics?
In the comics and the movie. But in the movie, they do it too quickly because what happens is Apocalypse turns.
It's Cage Angel fighting into in Germany, I think.
Yeah, he was. But he's held captive. Happened. Yeah, but in the comics, it's a whole storyline because Angel gets his wings back, but he has to become like a servant to Apocalypse. At some point, he leaves Apocalypse. But I mean, he's always really disturbed about what happened to him and what happened and what Apocalypse did to him. Even to this day, I think in the comics, he's still bothered by these wings.
Were the wings that Apocalypse gave him metal?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was silly.
Well, okay, you have to remember this is the 90s and Angel has feather wings. He's not really a threat. He can just fly around. And so they want to make him edgy. And by giving him metal wings, they make him edgy. Yeah. But I think they're still having to deal with the fact that they gave him metal wings and trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Mm,
and I don't think they've ever done that very well.
Mm.
But Angel, the metal wings in this movie look okay. But I don't think that Bryan Singer felt 100% good about how they looked. I didn't think they looked that great.
I didn't think they looked that great.
No.
They looked very heavy is what they looked like. Yeah,
but you are right. Like, Angel, Psylocke, and Storm are good X-Men. They never joined Apocalypse in the comics. So, and
Psylocke's on the good side?
Psylocke's old school, really old X-Men, and she's been X-Men for a long time. She never, and I'm not really sure why they decided to put her in this movie like this. And I'm going to blow your mind even further. The original Psylocke, Betsy Braddock,
mm-hmm.
Is a white English woman. In the comics, she is kidnapped by the Hand, turned into a ninja, and they actually change her race into Asian.
What?
which is so problematic.
That's messed.
It's
up,
even
dude.
Hard to talk about. And people were just fine with it in the 80s and 90s. Like, you got this woman who's got a British accent, but is obviously Asian. And, like, they just say, oh, the Hand kidnapped her and changed her. Like, okay.
Well, there's British people that are Asian.
Like, yeah. But are there any British people who were born white and then, like, changed to Asian just because it was cool at the time?
I mean, that's that I don't know.
And how do you explain that? So you don't. You just get Olivia Munn to play right. Psylocke and don't worry
Isn't
about
this
it.
One of her better roles?
Define better roles, Mike.
I mean, she's not really an actress.
I don't know. I guess she is. I don't know. I know
wasn't
she
like a she was like a tech show host, I think, is how she got her start.
I don't know much about Olivia Munn. I know she has a kid. I know she dated a quarterback at one point.
I think she was like a tech show host.
I think Olivia Munn's fine. I think
like she's CNET or something like that.
I think she's fine. She's been on TV shows and movies. I think she's fine.
Yeah, okay.
She's not actually acting her butt off in this. All she's doing is like...
No. I'm just saying I think it's one of her better roles.
Well, I mean, the problem with Psylocke in this movie is Psylocke is actually a psychic.
Yeah.
And everything that she, and like the little saw blade that she has, she can create, but it does different things. It's not mm-hmm. what you see. I think they've actually fixed her in the comics pretty well. I think she's a totally different character now.
Her costume did look like it was straight out of Marvel Snap, which is from the comics,
Yeah. Fun fact, Betsy Braddock is the sister of Brian Braddock, who is Captain Britain. Just to let you know.
Interesting. Okay. What do you think about Storm? I know in the past you've been a big Storm fan. So.
Yeah, I think she's fine. I think she didn't really get to highlight herself that much in this movie. And that's the problem. You have so many characters in here, and mm-hmm. no one gets to highlight themselves.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem. This is just too much going on. Okay. I mean, even who plays Jean Grey? What's her name? She's from Game of Thrones.
Sophie Turner.
Yeah, even Sophie Turner doesn't really get to do much here besides stare at the screen. You know,
like, well, she's Phoenix.
Yeah, but like, what does she do? She walks and then she screams and that's it. I mean, okay. I think Nicholas Holt does a really good job as Hank. I think that Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Jennifer Lawrence, she did as best she could. I don't think Jennifer Lawrence really wanted to be in the movie. And Jennifer Lawrence, if you looked in the movie, she is not trying to wear that blue stuff that often. She is not wearing that blue makeup much. Mm. And they obviously wrote around it to make it so she doesn't have to wear that much.
Yeah.
What else? That's pretty much it. I mean, you know, we don't really get to have a lot of time with these characters because there's so many of them. I don't know how I feel about Tay Sheridan as Scott Summers, but it is what it is. Marwick McTaggart could have been a bigger part of this, but again, it's just
she had a pretty healthy role in this movie.
Yeah, but it's too many characters.
I think any more, it would have been out of place.
Yeah, everybody gets like a few minutes, and no one gets a lot of time. Yeah. So it is. It's fine. This is not my favorite X-Men movie. This is not even close. It could be yours. If you like this, it's okay.
It's up there. It's up there.
Lots of people like this. Like I'm sure there's tons of people who like
this. This in First Class, I think, are the best so far.
Oh, wow. That's a statement. That's a statement there.
What's the best, in your opinion?
Oh.
That we've seen so far.
Days of Future Past, without a doubt. Okay. It's the best X-Men movie. Without a doubt.
Silly movie.
I don't get it.
It wasn't even needed.
All
right. Like I was watching this movie, I'm like, why did he even do that last movie? It doesn't make any sense.
Make sure you post this on Mastodon. Make sure you write in Mastodon that you think that X-Men Apocalypse is one of the best, if not the best, X-Men movies. I'm really curious to hear.
Well, we haven't seen them all so far, but
I'm really curious to hear what people have to say about
it. So far, it's one of the best, yeah.
Because that's a highest take I've ever heard take of any take.
Okay.
All right. I think we're good. What would you?
We haven't talked about the end credits scene yet.
We're going to. What would you? I am going to. But what would you grade this?
What would I grade this?
Yeah.
B plus.
I would give this a solid C plus.
Okay.
So you're saying that? So what did you give Dark? What did you give X-Men: Days of Future Past?
B.
All right. The end credit scene is lead up to Logan. That's what that is.
Okay. What's Essex Corp?
It's a company in Logan that I don't want to tell you because it's going to ruin the. No. I know the plot of it, but you don't. So I don't.
They're from they're from the comics, though.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Essex Corp is a hint Essex. To the. Is a hint of a guy named Mr. Sinister.
Oh, okay.
And he does genetic modifications. So that's what they're doing with that.
So they got red blood, which is marked as DNA. That's the vial they have from Wolverine.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the different vials are doing. I can't tell you that.
Because there's a green and a yellow vial in there, too. I'm like, what? Yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know.
They focus on the body bag of somebody. I thought it was William Stryker, but he's arrested.
There's so many dead people in there. It could be anybody.
Yeah, okay. Why focus on it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if Essex Corp is even in Logan, but I think it might be.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a callback to Mr. Sinister. And Mr. Sinister actually does have connections to Apocalypse. I think that he worked for Apocalypse at some point to try to make stronger mutants or try to create a stronger bloodline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next movie is Dark Phoenix, man. I don't know if I want to see that.
You definitely want to see it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm curious. I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but we'll see. Bryan Singer does not direct this one. He got Me Too'd, which is interesting.
I knew there was something with that guy. I didn't know what it was. Yeah,
he got Me Too'd. I think he might have got Me Too'd doing the filming of this, but he was a grumpy guy to work with. And then he did. I think he had some say, and I think he produced X-Men Dark Phoenix, but he definitely didn't direct it.
Okay.
And that's it.
Do you know who directed it?
I know. Not top of my head. But that's it. That's our next movie, Dark Phoenix. Curious to see what you think. I've watched this a couple times.
Yeah.
Have you? And you don't know anything about it. So okay.
I don't. All I know is the title.
All right.
I didn't even know what the title was until after I saw X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I was looking to see what the next movie was going to be. I was like, oh no.
I think Dark Phoenix is on Disney Plus too. But you got all of them.
I've got them all. Yeah, I bought them all from Apple.
All right.
They had a package. They had a package deal.
How much was it?
Wasn't that bad. I mean, what is it? 11 movies?
Mm.
It was definitely less than $100. It's probably like 80 for 11 movies.
Yeah, you go watch every once in a while. Sure,
that's not bad.
Do you have Apple TV on your TV, right?
I do. Yeah.
Are you ready for some news you can't abuse?
I'm ready.
The Spider-Man cartoon has been renamed to Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Perfect name. Love it.
That's it. Yep.
No notes.
There's not much else. You can read the article, but...
What was the old name?
It was Spider-Man First Class or
Freshman Class. Or something like that. Right. Okay, yeah. Way better name.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it's going to be this good.
Any news about who's doing the voice?
It's not Tom Holland.
Do you know that for a fact, or is that you just
Marvel is making changes to Spider-Man with a new animated series replacing Tom Holland as the voice of Spider-Man?
Okay,
so I'm not sure what's going on with Tom Holland, so I don't know.
Are they able to do Spider-Man cartoons without Sony?
No.
Okay, so Sony is involved in this.
Yeah, Sony just said yes, you can do it, and give us some money.
Right.
This is so funny. Sony has the perfect business deal. They own someone else's IP,
right,
because of weird mechanisms, and they get to rent out back to the people who own it for a profit.
Right.
All Sony has to do is sit back and chill. It's just the stupidest thing in the world.
Well, I mean, Marvel was about to go under. They had to license out their most valuable possessions.
I bet Marvel execs want to rip their hair out. I bet they're like, why did we give up Spider-Man? What were we thinking? You know, like, yeah. It was just a dumb thing to do. It was just dumb. They shouldn't have sold any of their properties.
And would they be here today if they hadn't?
Yeah, they definitely would be. Because Disney bought them. And they
That's a long time afterwards.
We can talk about this day and night, but it was a mistake. It was an obvious mistake. It was short-sighted. Capitalism is a short-sighted philosophy of how to live your life. It's short-sighted.
Yeah.
It's not thinking the long term. Captain America 5 gets new scenes and reshoots, which I'm actually kind of curious about. I think this might be a good thing.
We have learned that is Kevin Feige's typical way of fixing movies is by doing reshoots afterwards.
Well, yeah, but we do that.
He doesn't bother getting involved early on. He waits until it's almost done and then says, oh, yeah, I don't like it. Let's do reshoots.
Yeah, well, somebody from Moon Knight is reshooting the, he's rewriting some of the scenes.
Oh, okay.
It was way, I'm not too worried about it.
Not affecting the release date yet.
No, if they've watched it and decided it wasn't good, then yeah, reshoot it. That's fine with me.
I mean, it'd be nice if they took the Pixar approach and changed things earlier on.
It'd be nice if they thought about things ahead of time before they
spend
so much time on it.
Yeah.
What If has gotten the pre-review stuff. So critics have watched What If. Here's some quotes. Watch two episodes of the second season of What If, and it is even stronger than the first. The animation is even smoother, and the genre play continues to be fantastic. Nebula has a great arc, and Happy Hogan is in front and center in the episode perfect for the holiday season. Someone else says, just screened the first two episodes of What If, extremely entertaining and intriguing. First episode kicks it off with a dark thriller that follows Nebula and what if she joined the Nova Corps. Second episode has a more of a holiday theme that I don't want to spoil, just know it's a fun one. Lastly, just screened the first episodes of What If Season 2. Marvel Studios animation is awe-inspiring. The holiday special is filled with nods to the season and the holiday films. Look out for the Die Hard homage. And there's Laura Capman's score. She's having the best year. When does this come out?
I think it's next Friday.
God, we have to talk about
December 22nd, I think.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
It's going to be weird.
Imagine do two episodes or something like that.
Maybe like a midpoint and end.
But Christmas is coming up. When do I get to have a break?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. we talk about Dark Phoenix on Christmas Eve?
No.
That would be dedication to the fans.
We'll be drinking on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
There's a new Wakanda show that's been started. It's called Eyes of Wakanda. I haven't heard much about this, but it's a new Black Panther themed Disney Plus show.
What's the is there a premise?
Eyes of Wakanda was revealed. No, I don't see any premise at all. There's a speculation, but I don't want to read it. And there's
days in the lives of Wakandans. Is that like what we're?
There's no release date and there's speculation, but nobody knows.
You know, our video on YouTube about the five tribes of Wakanda is one of the most popular videos we have on YouTube.
Considering I didn't know anything about it when I did it.
No, you did good. That was very educational.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Last but not least, there's a new trailer of Echo. So, Mike, we're going to click on this and we're going to watch it together. Ready?
Okay. We haven't done that in a while.
So click on it.
I wonder how fans enjoy this.
Pause. Don't let it start. Just click on it, and then I'm going to do a countdown for us to watch it together.
Right. And hey, let us know on Mastodon. Do you like this? Do you like watching the trailers with us, or what?
You probably don't. You probably hate it. Ray?
Are you going to count us down?
Yeah. Ray?
I'm Ray.
3, 2, 1, click. All right, so she's walking.
Typical gangster door scene.
Yeah.
TVMA.
Yeah, okay. She's walked in and she's just like, I don't know what's going on. Now she's going to fight people. Chair to the face.
Some Jackie Chan style fighting a little bit.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It's really, really violent.
Yeah, like, there's lots of...
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
That's good.
Ugh. Yeah, oh, with some frisk. Yep. Bam, bam, punchy, punchy.
Repeated punches to the face.
Motorcycle, dead bodies.
Blood all over the place, on hands, on walls, on...
Oh, you see her boots? She has a boot knife? Oh, we saw Daredevil. Do you see him?
I did not. I missed him.
Hang on. We'll go watch the rest of it. It's just broke a guy's neck. That's terrible.
That was action packed.
Wait. I'm going to tell you where to see Daredevil. Hang on. Right now.
The closing scene is them wrapping up a body in plastic.
Wait. Right. Oh, okay. Go to 41 seconds. It's only for a second.
41 seconds. Oh, yeah, okay.
You barely see him.
You see him up against somebody, and that's it.
Yeah, he's... Okay, no, it's interesting. I'm looking at it right now. He's fighting her, but she's wearing the same tracksuit. It looks like they're in a warehouse.
Was he fighting her? I thought he was fighting someone else.
No, he's fighting Maya for sure. But they only give it a split second of Daredevil. That's just so ridiculous. But he's definitely going to be in this, which is going to be great. They're going to do the same thing they did in She-Hulk, where they're going like, okay, where's Daredevil? We're going to see Daredevil, and we won't see him until probably the last episode.
I guess that is her that he's fighting. Okay. Yeah, she's in the Tracksuit Mafia.
Yep. That's it. That is our news.
I've been looking forward to this since day one. I continue to look forward to it.
Yeah.
Seems like I was right all along. Everybody else was wrong. So yeah, let's all look forward to it together now.
You're always right, Mike. We're just hanging out in your world.
I was right about this for sure.
All right, Mike. How can our listeners queue up and get their friends and family to enjoy all the content that we gotta make between now and February?
Slam that share button. Slam it. Yeah. Don't just tap it. Slam it. And share this with your friends.
Yeah.
Let them know.
I've been really into Reddit lately. I think I'm going to start up our Reddit again and really do it this time.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's a lot of work. And it's late in the year. We'll see how it goes. But so next up, guys, we're doing We got Dark Phoenix coming up. We also have to do the What Ifs, and then, of course, Echo. So stay tuned to Mastodon for our schedule, and we'll let you know when we're going to do everything. And, you know, just make sure you have us queued up to download to your podcast feed, so whenever we do something, you can hear it.
Say something to us on Mastodon. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have a really good Mastodon post right now. It's really popular.
You do? What's that about? Yeah.
It's like, so I have a picture of Columbo, and I say, remake Columbo, but cast Sandra Oh as Columbo.
Yeah, that is, I saw that one. I boosted it. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
People still are talking about it. I'm going viral.
Yeah. You're a virus.
We'll see you guys next week, or whenever. Hopefully next week.